Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thick of It received professional reviews of 0 out of 100, whilst his audience called it probably the worst piece of music I've ever heard. Yet KSI still made 100 million people watch it by employing a unique but extremely risky strategy. About a month prior to the song's official release, KSI performed Thick of It for the very first time. It was during a live appearance at the Misfits boxing match, and is suggested by a comment reading, "I love how nobody hated this song when it was on Misfits. People initially really liked it. Barely anybody disliked the video, whilst many comments encouraged Thick of It sounds awesome, dude. The Thick of It is one of his best songs in a while. New song is so fire. I'm so excited for the official release." Yet KSI was busy with a different official release.
"We came together to create a Lunchables competitor. Like to introduce you to Lunchly."
Just 16 days after the Thick of It live performance, KSI launched Lunchly with Mr. Beast and Logan Paul. Although with both of them being embroiled in drama, people found any excuse to hate on the product. General Nutrition was the primary concern, yet it was Dan TDM's tweet that involved KSI. "What happened to YouTubers, man? I can't not say anything anymore. This is selling stuff for the sake of making money. Simple. How does this benefit their fans? This is selling crap to kids who don't know better than to trust the people who are selling it to them. Do better." Well, KSI responded stating that Dan had sold crappy products to his fans too.
"Looks like crap to me. How does this benefit your fans, Dan?"
He doubled down by adding that Dan also promoted and made a whole video on Munchpack to his Minecraft audience full of kids, yet absolutely no one was taking KSI's side. "Bro, I'll be honest, your shit just sucks. And people like Dan TDM more than you. Take the L, man. You ain't winning this, Tubbs." KSI was quick to respond with a video reinforcing his own position.
"When it comes to Twitter, Twitter's just a cesspool of the most depressed people on this earth. It's like 4chan, but with lower IQ."
Before proceeding to insult his entire subreddit.
"The IQ of this Reddit has just gone down the fucking pan."
So when only 6 days later, he'd release another Thick of It snippet, the audience responded with their own hostile energy. "Whoever found this gem, please put it back. This song could probably clear a room faster than a fire alarm. I'm gonna play this at my funeral, and then everyone will be jealous that I'm the dead one." A different person shared the snippet to TikTok, warning KSI is threatening to release whatever this is, which received over 6 million views.
"This is one of the worst songs I've ever fucking heard in my life. All my ops getting it. You're not ready. Bro, who exactly are your fucking ops? Dan TDM?"
JJ's poor image had completely doomed Thick of It.
"People just hate us. And they hate me."
And if he couldn't become any more hated, he might as well lean into it. This whole Dan TDM and Lunchly beef really shows that I'm in the Thick of It out October 4th. Pre-save link down below. In a different tweet, he'd state, "A lot has happened these past few days online, so here I am addressing everything below, attaching a link that redirected his viewers to pre-save the song." KSI again called out Dan TDM before doing so yet another time, attracting so many people who wanted to hate KSI, they'd click on the song just to leave nasty comments. This worked perfectly. Upon Thick of It's release, it instantly went viral, boosted by people who were simply there to hate. Bro took a 1.5-year long break from music and came back with this. Take 2 years next time. Pretty confident he got ChatGPT to write him a cool rap song. "This song is the best argument I've ever seen against free speech. On a list of worst songs to ever exist, Thick of It took all 10 positions, while even Jake Paul tweeted, 'Thank you, KSI, you hero. My 83-year-old grandpa hasn't been able to walk in years, but when you released this song, he finally stood up and turned this shit off.'" KSI responded, stating, "Looks like you've got your next opponent lined up then," introducing the risky but effective part of JJ's strategy, pretending to be annoyed by the hate the song was getting.
Today we are reacting to Think of It TikToks. You guys are just on a hating rampage. Cool, let's do it.
He'd retweet videos mocking the song, demanding that people stop taking the piss, before again kicking the hornet's nest by tweeting, "These stupid fans leave trash comments on my new song, think they're getting to me. You're not. It's not funny. It's boring. You're wasting your time." Again baiting the audience to give him more engagement. "Thinking they're getting to me," proceeds to make 30 tweets about it. "The fact that you keep talking about it though makes me think it is getting to you." JJ plotted his revenge by putting Thick of It on 6 different ad cars to blast the song through the streets of London. KSI is forcing people to listen to his new song Thick of It. This has to be some form of punishment. WTF is his caption. It's called marketing. I can't even promote without people taking the piss now. It seems the only person who liked the song was KSI himself.
I think the song is an absolute banger. On my mama.
Hyping up the music video because nobody else would.
The music video to Thick of It is finally here. Let's do this.
When he tried to perform the song in India, the crowd pelted KSI with Prime. Professional reviewers gave it straight up 0%, or alternatively 5 out of 5 stars, by people who wrote paragraphs just to take the piss out of it. Getting zero support from anyone, KSI chose to give up completely. He'd write, "Generational haters everywhere. I'm so tired of it at this point. Just leave me alone," seeming genuinely sick of the hate he was getting.
"Listening to the new KSI song until I cringe. Oh, ready?
So obvious.
Go."
It's so obvious what you're gonna do! I mean, yes, 1 second in! Ah! Cringe.
This carried over to an Aiden Ross livestream.
"I don't want to be here, but I'm happy."
"Why don't you want to be here?"
"Well, because you're just here to roast me." "No, like the whole internet.
I'm being nice."
Your audience is the worst. Imagine putting your heart and soul into a project and then releasing it to the world and everyone's going, "Ha ha." I want it to stop. I want people to stop making fun of my song.
And singing the song to speed definitely wasn't helping his cause. So many streamers had roasted the song. JJ spent 35 minutes reacting to just some of them. However, as a result, KSI's strategy was starting to bear fruit.
"Look at it on the bright side. At least you're getting plays. It's growing on people. It's growing."
How do you forget a song that you dislike but is stuck in your head? I heard about someone named KSI who made a song that everyone keeps making fun of. Out of curiosity, I looked it up, and now it won't leave my head. I really don't like the song at all and wish it would stop.
"Does anyone else have this stupid KSI song stuck in their head because of TikTok? But why is it actually catchy though? I want to hate on it with the rest of the internet, but I just found myself singing it like a hypocrite."
The song might have been terrible, but people couldn't stop listening whether they liked it or not.
"This video that got released 2 weeks ago is almost on 40 million views. Like, this is gonna be one of my most viewed videos of all time."
People on Reddit noticed, Thick of It is the most popular song on Genius right now, whilst Postlight reported Thick of It is projected to chart in the Billboard Hot 100. The song debuted at number 81, topped Spotify's Viral 100 chart, and brought KSI's monthly listeners to 10 million plus.
"Ladies and gentlemen, Thick of It is now my 9th top 10 single."
A few days later, JJ went on Logan's podcast, and after the song came up in conversation, KSI admitted he was never really angry.
"This is a good time for me to tell everyone that I'm actually not pissed. Like, I'm not mad."
He clarified there was some anger in the beginning.
"The 2 tweets that I did at Dan.
The first 2.
I think those were genuine.
Yeah.
Those were me, like, don't fucking come on my business, da 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 da."
But for the most part, he was simply baiting attention.
"Because I had a single coming out, I was like, I can just use this as a way to market my song. And it was just getting a ton of hate, people clowning on it. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just lean into this and be pissed off, angry, tell people, guys, stop making memes, knowing that they're gonna make more memes. Stop making fun of me, knowing that they're gonna make fun of me more. Stop making videos on me, you know, saying that my downfall is imminent."
The sidemen, however, weren't convinced it was all an act.
"I thought JJ orchestrated it all.
He is claiming that now.
He is claiming that.
We know him.
We know him.
We know that at one point he was
burning.
Bro, burn.
Referring to this podcast here.
Well, I wasn't trying to make a funny song.
You weren't
song.
Trying to.
I was literally trying
did.
To make a song about my life.
But is the song funny outside of the context?
It's not funny!
No, no,
what
I'm sorry.
Funny?
No, no.
Is my
no,
life funny, bro?
No.
Bro said he was faking the anger. Whether or not the anger was real, the song did exactly what KSI wanted. With over 80 million streams at $3,000 per million, the song has estimated Spotify earnings of almost $250,000. Throw in another $250,000 from its 100 million YouTube views, and Thick of It has likely made JJ about $500,000 just from streaming alone. He's convinced now that the dust has settled, people are starting to realize that Thick of It is actually a good song, lol. Wait till I perform it to see how hard it goes, and to be fair, at a recent concert, the entire crowd was singing along. The song will likely never be respected, but it's still legendary in its own funny way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.